Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Wow, Monday came quick. It always comes quick. Oh, up on the screens I have Andy Hoosier first, but I got to go to Greg because Greg's back in town. Greg, welcome back in town.
Yeah, here we are.
How are you feeling?
Tired.
Be honest.
Tired.
So you were gone for about 10, let's do an AWR Hawkins impersonation, 10 days.
Yeah, pretty close to it. Spent a lot of time with butt in front seat behind a windshield.
So do you need a break from your break? Is that how it works? Because I haven't had 10 days off in 12 years.
Yeah, I don't know if about a break from a break. I got a little bit yesterday when I got back and kind of was unpacking and resting. So there's that.
How so?
What do you mean? How did I get a break?
Packing it, unpacking is resting?
It had to be. It had to be. That's how it was.
Well, let me make your life a little bit easier. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to watch the show today in high definition, it's really simple to do. You can visit armedamericanradio.com. Please don't watch the show while you're driving. If you are driving, please click that listen live button up there and listen to the program. You know how to do it. It's kind of like putting on deodorant. You got this figured out. It's not science. You know how to do it. Click Listen Live. You can do that. You can participate in the chat on the Armed American Radio webpage, or you can download the Telegram messaging app and search for Armed American Radio Conversations. How did I do, Greg? Ta-da!
It'll do, pig. It'll do.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome in, my brother. How are you?
I'm still trying to figure out how to put on my deodorant, so just go a little bit slower with me here.
All right, so... Okay, deodorant. Okay, yeah, it's Monday. We can talk about deodorant.
Yeah.
So I use this this stuff. You ever heard of Dr. Squatch?
Yes.
Men's products. I love them.
Okay.
Like, I love their coconut. Or, as I tell my kids, it's coconut. But it's really coconut. But it's all organic. It smells like you can eat it. And it's great soap, you know, and it's great. But it doesn't last. But for like a week. And it's like $12. And I'm like, I can't keep doing this, man. I guess I'm going to go back to the stuff that's got aluminum in it that lasts for 6 months. And I actually had this conversation with Alan Gottlieb. He goes, what are you doing with your deodorant? Your deodorant should be lasting for 3 or 4 months at a pop. And I said, I don't know. It just doesn't last. And Dr. Squatch, I love your stuff. But somehow fix that, man. I'm just saying. Andy, welcome into the show. How you doing? Up on your television screens, it says Andy Hoosier, AAR UFO expert.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess I'll take that. I'll be an expert in something. All right.
I was going to put UAP up there.
Ooh, now, see, that's the technical term today, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like the ATF. They just change words and rules to make it sound different and change the rules of the game on us. But no. Andy, so I texted you at what time, Central Time, this morning?
Oh, that was...
It was early, wasn't it?
That was early. That was at 7 o'clock this morning. You're like, you were on it today, right out of the gate.
Well, I got an alert, and this is what popped up. Underwater UFOs display capability that jeopardizes U.S. maritime security, says ex-Navy officer. Did you read that?
I did.
Did you watch the video that accompanies the text?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am so excited that Fox News is actually talking about it. Yeah, that's big.
So tell people what's happening here.
Well, okay, so this has been... a concern for a while, but this is not new. Again, this is only new to the mainstream because they're finally starting to catch on here, Mark. But yeah, these things, these UAPs, UFOs, whatever people want to call them nowadays, they blast out of the water and they shoot off into the sky, or they come from the sky and they go right into the water, and it's not like it slows them down or they have to transfer like how they operate. It's just boom, they're just there. So there's been theories for years that there are actually alien bases underwater because of these whatever pieces of technology, these ships that are just shooting out of the water and shooting off into space or vice versa. And it's obviously, and rightfully so, it should scare the military pretty badly because we don't have technology that's even close to being able to do that. So who is it or what is it is the big question.
Greg, get that music. You got that music.
That was, sorry, was that distracting?
That was perfect.
Yes, it was distracting me. It's too perfect. It just kept going, and I could hear Andy talking about it, and I could just see him on a documentary on A&E or something.
I'm going to be the George Takei guy from Ancient Aliens with the wild hair and be like, this is totally aliens, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't guess there's any gun we have that can defend against something that can do that and defy the laws of physics as we know it anyway, right?
Yeah,
but this is compelling stuff. I mean, it really, truly is. Ladies and gentlemen, look, here's the deal today. Let me get back up on screen for you, and if you're watching the show with Andy, because today's tax day, right? Did you get in line? Did you pay your taxes? Did you do what you had to do today? I hope you did. I did. Today is not my favorite day of the year, but it's a special day because when tax day falls, especially on a Monday, right, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to lighten up a little bit. And I can't think of any better way to do it. We are going to talk about some gun stuff. We're going to talk about California and a couple other stories. But this UFO thing is really compelling stuff, Andy. I mean, again, this is a Fox News piece we're talking about here. Not that, oh, go, it's Fox News. It's so credible. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But the fact is Fox considered mainstream media? No, not really. I guess legacy media we would consider mainstream media. But mainstream as far as, you know, millions of viewers and readers, right?
Yeah.
So when you have a report like this, the UFOs that have shown the ability to seamlessly transition from air to sea without a splash or crash debris are an urgent national security concern with world-changing scientific ramifications, an ex-Navy officer said. These are not fly-by-night people, Andy Hoosier. The U.S., yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, back in July of 2019, the USS Omaha is a very big, dangerous ship. Okay? It can hurt people. Recorded a UFO that was buzzing the fleet off of San Diego and then just disappeared into the ocean while it was being tracked on video and radar. And it was released by a Jeremy Corbell, whoever that is, and it was verified by the Pentagon. And it displayed capability that, quote, jeopardizes U.S. maritime security, which is already weakened by our relative ignorance and the Biden. Oh, and I'm sorry, that didn't say it. That was just me going off on that tangent. Maritime security, which is already weakened by our relative ignorance about the global ocean. And that's retired Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet. The fact that unidentified objects with unexplainable characteristics are entering U.S. water space and the DOD is not raising a giant red flag is a sign that the government is not sharing all it knows about all domain anomalous phenomenon. Andy, this is pretty cool stuff. I have to admit that I find this stuff absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. It's very fascinating to see what we're going to learn, and the fact that we're starting to talk about it mainstream. Again, you and I both know, and we've always kind of joked about this, but we already know they exist. You just have to admit it. And they're starting to, slightly. I don't know. Do you have Netflix? Do you watch any shows on Netflix?
Oh, I've seen every one of those documentaries at least
okay.
two or three
no, no.
times.
There's a new TV show that's actually a comedy, but it's a mainstream show, I believe, off of NBC, that's called Resident Alien. Highly recommend everybody watch it. It's hilarious, very hysterical. But it's about an alien that crashes on the Earth with the intent to try to destroy the Earth. He crash lands, has to take the form of a human to try and blend in. And then as he goes along, he meets friends and it's all this comedy stuff. But
did he take the form of Scarlett Johansson by any chance?
He did not take the form of Scarlett Johansson.
I don't want to watch it then.
No, I know it, but it's a fun show. But the reason I bring it up is because it's another, I've been listening to it. And for those that are actually involved and interested in UFOs and ETs and all this stuff, they use a lot of the words and phrases of those that are in the industry in this show. And they name the certain alien species correctly and they do all this stuff, which to me is fascinating. But for a mainstream show they're starting to normalize this type of content, starting to normalize this type of conversation for when this stuff does happen. So the fact that we're seeing these little breadcrumbs on Fox News, we have a primetime TV show that's very popular, that the mainstream media is watching, or that the main consumer is watching. This stuff is being normalized for us. It's only a matter of when they're going to announce this stuff more so and just make it a normal type of thing. But yeah, it's happening now, which is awesome. The technology's fast. I mean, how in the world do you have a ship that can fly in the air that doesn't have any, you know, any rockets or any propellers?
Yeah, there's
or any,
no visible propulsion or exhaust or anything like
nothing,
that.
Nothing. But then just shoots into the water and does the same thing in a completely different type of density in the water as it does in the air. Like, that's fascinating, but like you said, it's also kind of scary at the same time. Who's doing this or what's doing it? And
yeah,
why are we keeping
it
from us?
Well, you know, a lot of this is happening around military bases and installations and nuclear installations and stuff like that. The reports, ladies and gentlemen, are real. We're not making it up. We're just talking about it because it is cool to talk about. It is fun to talk about. And I can hear some of listeners out there going, how come they're not talking about guns? Because it's Monday Tax Day. We're taking a little break for just a little bit. Then we'll go to guns, I promise. But you are watching a narrative being created by the mainstream media. That's what Andy was alluding to. We'll be back. Continue the conversation right after this on Tax Monday. Don't go away.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, welcome back indeed. Now, if you're listening on the radio or you're watching or listening in your car or on your devices, you heard a new sponsor. And I was excited about this last night. I've been teasing this for just a little bit over the last few days. But ladies and gentlemen, check this out. This is one of those deals where and I love this because all of our partners really have this effect. Bam, why didn't I think of that? Love entrepreneurs. AmmoSquared.com. Let me tell you why this is so cool. Because I relate it to me personally, and that if I do this, you probably do too. Because we're cut of the same cloth. Andy, pay attention to this. You're going to love this one, brother. This is neat stuff. I got a lot of ammo. But I don't have as much as I'd like because I don't really have a lot of place to put it. I'm going to need another safe. Well, the safes I want are $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000, and I don't really feel like spending that kind of money on another safe. I've already got plenty of safes, and they're full. So what do? Keep stacking it up in the garage? Put it in a storage bin somewhere you're paying a couple $100 a month for? So here comes AmmoSquared.com. AmmoSquared.com. S-Q-U-A-R-E-D. This is like... it's an automated, set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. Check this out. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows over time, slowly, or as fast as you want it, is stored for free in a 7,500-square-foot, completely air-conditioned, climate-controlled warehouse, and is shipped to you with the click of a button, or you can have it shipped automatically at intervals. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids, because you aren't forced, get this, into a set budget and a shipment every month. Instead, you get to decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Think about this. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammo from brands that you know and love. It's budget friendly. It's customizable. You can buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. It's up to you. Every single thing is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammo in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or you can sell it all back immediately if you need the money. No minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it, guys. You can watch this stuff grow over time like a savings account. It was started in Idaho in 2015, and today, here's the no-brainer, over 30,000 customers across the country and growing like a weed. I'm already in on it. Make sure to check out AmmoSquared.com. It solves so many problems, and it's one of those, why couldn't I have thought about that? It's there to help you out through the rough spots. Ammo's not available. They've got it. And like I said, it's like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account. Set it up. Have ammo for that rainy day when store shelves go empty and ammo's hard to find. You've got it. That happened in 2008, I believe 2015, again in 2020, of course. It's all right there for you. AmmoSquared.com. Very, very cool stuff. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back. It's so fun to see these entrepreneurs create these incredible products that work for us as gun owners, Andy. AmmoSquared.com, my brother. Fun stuff, man. Yeah. So we're proud to have partnered up with them. It's really neat stuff. All right, Andy, so here we are back in the 6 Hour Studios, the Patriot Mobile mic lit up. It's all brought to us by X Insurance. Great partners here at AAR as we continue to grow. Andy, I'm going to go back to the UFO thing because I talked about the media narrative, right? I think you've nailed this. I really, truly think you've nailed this. Ladies and gentlemen, we've watched the media create narratives to push their agenda relative to gun owners, guns, firearms, creating new words, making up words. You know, gun show loophole, for example, boyfriend loophole, all this nonsense that they create. And the media picks it up, the talking points, Andy, and they run with it. And that's how they form a new narrative. We've covered them. We catch them in the act all the time here on the show. All the time. And I believe you've nailed this, Andy. They're throwing out these tidbits of information through major media sources, through even mainstream, ABC, NBC, CBS, right? Who are all of a sudden taking it seriously, really? We all know that mainstream, the alphabet soup media is doing the bidding of the Progressive Democrat Party, the liberal machine. And they're on this little by little by little. So you think, if I read you correctly, that this is the creation of the narrative so that when they're ready, whenever they feel it ready, could it possibly be November? Who knows? But when they're ready, they're going to let out what they already know, Andy Hoosier. And they've already got you mentally forming this picture in your mind because you see these little snippets of information. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how they manipulate you. That's how the media works. Andy, take it away from there. Am I right about how you're thinking about that?
No, I completely agree. Yeah, exactly. It is going to be the narrative. There's a twofold here going on. Number one is to normalize us, to prepare us in order for maybe a contact, maybe some type of bigger events that we can sightsee about, maybe some type of alien contact in some way, shape, or form. So they're preparing us for that, which is number one, which to me, I think is exciting. We've been wanting that. At least for me, I've been wanting that, been needing that. I've been looking forward to it. I can't wait to finally, I'm ready to be able to talk with an alien and have a conversation. It's going to be a great time. So
that's
number one.
If it's not, well, we'll go back to that in a second. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, it bleeds into part two here. So I'm excited about it, but like everything, there's an agenda on how they're conditioning us to view it when it does happen. And
which means they already know something.
Which means they already know something. And you could go back to some of the files of Eisenhower back in the 50s that supposedly made some type of deal or contract with, like, the grays, the big gray aliens that are, you know, the big heads and the black eyes, the stereotypical view of what an ET is. There's rumors that, you know, they were contacted all the way back then. So the question is, are they preparing us to be fearful, or are they preparing us to have a peaceful contact? Well, as you know, humans have a tendency that when we see something different and foreign, we all of a sudden get very defensive. We get worried. We think it's evil. We think it's demonic. We think it's whatever. So the media preparing us by this stuff's happening, all of these movies about alien invasions, all of these movies, the World War Z, the end of the world stuff, is in preparation as an agenda. With the military especially, we're scared. We don't know this technology. We don't know anything about it. Already subconsciously putting it in our minds that this is bad and a threat and that we're vulnerable. So therefore, when we get vulnerable, we have to do something about it in preparation for what we're concerned about, what many are concerned about, is the weaponization of space. Donald Trump started the Space Force. We have the threats of Russia that's putting a nuclear bomb into space to blow up satellites. We're now looking at a war in space, and we're going to use technology. Even let's say the ETs are real, and let's say that they are completely friendly and they're just here to help us, you know, elevate ourselves, you know, which I personally believe is the majority of them, in my personal humble opinion. But they're going to use these fear tactics to say we need to be scared. We need to turn to the government to increase military. We need to weaponize space. And then guess what? Now we can have World War III against China and against Russia and against all these other adversaries, or against ETs, if that's the case, through a space program as opposed to here on the home front.
Yes, it's interesting stuff. And I'll tell you what else is interesting, too. Every time we have conversations like this, the video begins to buffer and doesn't air properly. I'm just saying, I don't know why. Come on, NSA guys. Can't we have some fun, for crying out loud? Andy Hoosier, two more segments. Okay, guys, we'll go to guns. Coming back next, 4 minutes.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Hey, welcome back inside the 6 Hour Studios, guys. Patriot Mobile, Mike lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. I understand we're having some video issues. If you are watching the show, you're not getting the feed right now. We've notified the technicians, and we'll keep it running in case they pop it back up while it's live. You guys, we'll let you know that. In the meantime, go to guns. We're on the radio. You know how to get us. Just click listen live, or you're listening on a radio station or whatever device it is that you have, however you get the show. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back in, my brother from another mother. So, good stuff, yeah, I'm man. With you. It is good stuff. It's fascinating stuff for me. It really, truly is. I don't know what to make of it. But what I find fascinating about it is the creep. It's creeping into the lexicon more and more and more every single day. And more of the evidence is getting more and more compelling every single day. Now, you know, I'm with a lot of these folks that quit. We've got high definition phones, video cameras. How come these videos are all grainy? Well, you got to realize that a lot of the stuff you're getting is radar signals from military, and a lot of the high definition stuff that they have that can see your license plate from space, okay, and inside your bedroom windows, ladies and gentlemen, is actually not something that's going to likely be let out by any intelligence service, Andy. All right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you have to be so skeptical in today's times is that either you get the grainy stuff from the military because it's satellites or radar, or if you get the high definition stuff, then you really ask, is it real or is it Photoshopped? Because nowadays you have to worry about this AI and all these different graphics and video editors and everything. So it's very, very hard. So I don't like to watch a whole lot of those. And actually, the grainy ones to me are more accurate because, like you said, they're being released by the government. And the stuff that is clear beyond belief is either fake online or the government has it somewhere and they don't want you to get to it. But, you know, like you said, tying this into the Second Amendment, into guns, with technology advancing, look at the conversation we're having now compared to when firearms were first beginning to be a thing in the, you know, the 14 and the 15 and the 16 and the 1700s, mm-hmm. you know, where we started the Revolutionary War because the citizens had cannons. And that was the big gun, the Gatling.
Not according to Joe Biden. Not according to Joe Biden. We weren't allowed to have cannons. You still can't. Yeah, right. But you can.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that stuff. But imagine this. If we're talking about, regardless of whether you believe it's an ET or not, you know, the technology that we're starting to see between artificial intelligence that we have, that we understand, and then the stuff that is so far advanced that we have no clue what it is. Imagine what that's going to do to those in the gun industry itself and to self-defense itself. I mean, pretty soon, I mean, just imagine from, let's say, 500 years from now, there's going to be a host on the air that's going to be Mark Walters reincarnated at that time, talking about firearms at that time. That's going to be talking about the laser gun on whether what type of regulations are going to be on there and what we can use to actually defend ourselves at that time. Like, that's the kind of conversation that we're going to have. So this is important, whether you like it from the actual alien perspective of this or the technology, that things are changing. And these conversations that you're having, that we're having right now, are so important because if we don't pay attention to the issue and try to protect ourselves now, we're going to lose this stuff as technology continues to grow. Already they say that we're evil for having any type of gun. Imagine what it's going to be like when technology gets even better.
Well, yeah, I want to put something in perspective, too, as far as the changes in technology, Andy. You mentioned the firearm. You know, Beretta is a 500-year-old company, right? Yeah. Think about if we could wake up the founding fathers today. And, well, let's just not go past where they lived. Let's just take Boston, for example. Imagine waking up, Ben Franklin, right? Yeah. And putting him in Philadelphia today, modern-day Philadelphia. Automobiles and airplanes flying above his head. He can sit and watch a flat-screen TV of a spaceship landing on the moon. That was 240 years of technology. Right. Imagine if it was 2,400 years of technology. Right? I mean,
yeah, pretty incredible.
It is incredible. But I see it's there's kind of a simple answer to me. People say, you see these pilots say, well, this thing just moved on a level plane and it just darted around. I know something that does that too. My computer mouse does that, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah. What's to say that little tic-tac flying thing isn't a computer mouse being controlled somehow? I mean, I can move my mouse that would absolutely defy the laws of physics. It's doing it right now. Imagine if you saw it in a three-dimensional platform. It's compelling
they
stuff.
To take the fun away from the ETs.
Guys, I hope you're having fun with us with this stuff, because we do have a lot of fun with this stuff. Let's move on to another subject, because ETs to Californians. How about that? That seems to be a good segue.
One and the same.
Yeah, Californians, ETs, one and the same. AWR's got a great headline up today. Californians arming up for self-defense as illegals flood into cities. Now, this doesn't shock me at all, except it kind of shocks me, but it doesn't. Come on, you've been listening to the show long, and if you know what I mean by that, you never know what the Democrats are going to do, and you know what? Never know what Democrat voters are going to do. But Californians are arming up for self-defense as the U.S. Border Patrol, carries out street drop-offs of illegal immigrants. Let's call them illegal aliens, criminals, in and around cities like San Diego. Roughly 125,000 have been released onto the streets in San Diego area since September, Andy. And California citizens, rightfully so, are reacting by purchasing firearms and ammunition for themselves and their families. In California. Surprised by that?
No.
No. Cue the end music, Greg. We can go home. It's just the way it works. No, it's not shocking to me at all, except it is because it's California, right? He's cueing the end music. I was just kidding. I'd rather put the UFO stuff back up. So you got a guy out there that owns a gun store in Northeast San Diego called Firearms Unlimited California. He says he has seen his business increase, continue to increase, as more and more illegals are let loose on the streets. Andy, let's start with one thing. Why is the U.S. Border Patrol, dropping off illegals in American cities?
Well, that would be an initiative from the Biden administration.
No, but why? Let's go into why. Why would the Border Patrol be doing that?
Well, I mean, number one, they have no place to detain them. We have a massive flood at the border that's being encouraged by the administration. And when they show up, then we don't have Remain in Mexico policy right now that was reversed under Biden from the Trump administration. So what else are we going to do with them? So we have.
Okay, so wait, let's go to your front door. Someone shows up at your front door that you don't know. You're just going to let them in? Or are you going to close the door and say, get out of here?
No, you
why aren't we doing that?
And then investigate them and talk to them while they're sitting on your couch.
Look, I just paid a ton of taxes today. For what? For the Border Patrol to drop off 125,000 illegal criminals, federal lawbreakers that are breaking into my country, into American city streets? No, that's a problem. I have a problem with that. The Border Patrol Union is all over Biden. They're all supporting Trump. Where are they? Meanwhile, I can promise you, Andy, that a large percentage of those Californians buying guns are none other than Democrats. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
On October 11, 2023, the Daily Mail noted that the Border Patrol released 13,000 migrants. Those aren't migrants, ladies and gentlemen. They're criminal lawbreakers onto San Diego streets in a month. 13,000 people. Think about how many people that is. Picture a venue that you attend for a sporting event and fill it with illegal aliens and then just open the floodgates and say, go into our city. We talked to the sheriff last night. Kurt Hoffman, the number of arrests he's making, Andy, in Sarasota County, Florida. Over 9,000 contacts made in Sarasota County, Florida. Imagine the border cities, ladies and gentlemen. It's no wonder Californians are arming up. So the question becomes, when we come back from the break, for Andy, could that change? Could there be a shift in politics in that state relative to gun rights? We'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Mark Walters here in the 6 Hour Studios with you today on a UFO Monday and a California Monday and a Tax Day Monday. Just a fun day Monday, ladies and gentlemen. The government's getting all your money. How you feel about that, huh? Yeah? I know exactly how you feel about that. That's the way we all feel about that. Had some funny conversations in the post office line today and at the accountant's office. It was a riot. It always is. And guess what? It's going to happen again 1 year from today. Greg, welcome back. Literally, welcome back, Greg.
Oh, yeah, quite the Monday to come back.
Pleasure. Yeah, blurry tax day. Welcome back. That's always fun. Well, anyway, it just is what it is. Although I am really disgusted with where I'm watching my money go, and I know you are too, ladies and gentlemen. That's a topic for other radio shows. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. A real quick question for you, because there's been a breaking story now. The armorer in the Rust Alec Baldwin saga has been sentenced to 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. I want to go to that. But before I do, let's go over to the question I asked as we were exiting in that last break, and that is, there's a lot of Democrats buying guns in California right now as a result of Democrat Joe Biden's policies and a Democrat administration's failures. Now, I don't know if they're smart enough to connect the dots, because they're likely to continue to vote Democrat, because that's what Democrats do. But does this put enough fear into people? If you've got a Democrat out there who likely didn't think they'd ever want to own a gun, it's California, you know the routine, is now scared. They're buying a gun because they're scared of what they're seeing. That has a tendency to change people's minds at a ballot box, doesn't it, Andy? Fear, I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, politics of fear is a very strong tool, which is why we usually see negative campaign ads. This person's going to take away your rights. This person's going to do this. I mean, look at what Joe Biden did on January 1 this year when he launched his campaign, where he said that this was the difference between a vote for democracy and preserving the country and a vote for Donald Trump that would be authoritarian. It would be tyrannical. He would eliminate the Democrat Party. He would execute his political opponents, that he is a threat to the nation if he got back into power, and he would never relinquish that power ever again. I mean, that's a very strong, passionate emotion to run on. I think that, I mean, look, with fear and anger and hatred being such a powerful emotion, it's not sustainable. So I think they're going to kind of burn their popcorn before it's, you know, a little too early. But that's what they're going for. That's what they're trying to do. And we'll see how that turns out. But that's the difference between that type of election. And remember what Ronald Reagan did during his reelection. Agreed. And he won 49 states in the nation. What he talked
name
about,
the one state. Name the one state that he didn't win. You remember?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Mondale.
And
state,
now,
right?
By the way, Minnesota's in play right now because the Muslim community is not wanting to vote for Joe Biden with the stance on Israel. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, there's a vast difference in campaign tactic there in how we actually message to people, with whether it's the anger and the fear and the paranoia, or whether it's the happiness and the positivity. There's a big difference there. So in California right now, when, yeah, you can be blue dog Democrat, you can be the deep blue state that is California, but when you see illegal aliens being dropped off at your doorstep and in your communities, right on your street corner, and the crime goes through the roof, then you know what? Even though you may still be a Democrat, you're starting to rethink some of your decisions, and you're like, hey, I have to defend and protect myself because I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I should start looking at getting a firearm.
Reality smacks you upside the face sometimes, and it can hurt. It can sting, ladies and gentlemen. So it's interesting. You know, you mentioned the Muslim community. Michigan's got big problems. Whitmer's got big problems. They're chanting death to America in American cities. As we speak right now today, there are anti-Israeli protests disrupting bridges, traffic, all over this country today, ladies and gentlemen, right here in America. The garbage you normally see in the Middle East is right here on the streets of America. What are the Democrats going to do now? Because they own that. They own it. That's their electorate. That's their electorate. So fascinating times, no doubt. I smell, whoosh, that's my version of a landslide in November. But I could be wrong. You never know.
Social experiment, man.
You just never know. It's pretty much that simple. So let's go over to this Gutierrez at Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. I don't know that this bodes very well for Alec Baldwin, but she was given 18 months involuntary manslaughter. 18 months is a year and a half. She's already been in the slammer. She's going to get gain time. She'll probably do another 10 months. It's not going to be a long stint in the slammer for her. But the judge's statements were, I found interesting as I was looking at this over the break. And let's go here. You were the armorer. Oh, she said, here's what the judge said. I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner. A fatal gunshot done with your recklessness in the face of knowledge that your acts were reasonably likely to result in serious harm. You were the armorer, the one that's to be between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone. You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Mrs. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother. Please take her. That was what the judge said with disgust. Please take her, as in, get her out of my sight. Andy, look, this woman didn't go into this expecting to kill one of her colleagues on the set. Okay, there's no question in my mind about that. Alec Baldwin did not go there with the thought of killing someone on the set, one of his colleagues. However, negligence comes into play. She sought less time. She wanted probation. She begged for it. She's not going to get it. She made some stupid comments on a jail phone call that are all being recorded. She called the jury effing idiots multiple times. And she said she wants this over because it was interrupting her modeling career. Now, that didn't bode well for her either. What do you think happens with Alec Baldwin now that the armorer has been sentenced?
Well, I still think he's going to get some type of slap on the wrist. Now, I don't know if he's going to see jail time still, but, I mean, he's still under the gun. And that, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him. I think he's still under the gun. I think they're still going to come after him to some degree because he's still at fault to some degree. But trying to put all the pressure onto the prepper here, I think trying to make her to be the fall.
Yeah,
to where he's not going to get much. So he might get a fine, maybe a little bit of house arrest or something. But I don't know if his punishment's going to be as severe as what it could have been.
Yeah, I don't see 18 months as very severe when she's already been locked up. I don't think that's severe. It's a year and a half if she did it, you know. I don't want to spend a year and a half in jail, but it sure beats the snot out of 10 and a half years. Okay. She's already got some time. But here's what you're going to see Alec Baldwin's defense say. Alec Baldwin's as much as a victim. This woman who's been convicted recklessly doing this is the one that handed my client the gun that he had every reason to believe was safe. Because that's the way the industry's been doing it. That's what they're going to say. Mark my word, that's what's coming out. That's going to be their defense. Make her the fall guy, as you just said, Andy Hoosier. Make her the fall guy. My client is a victim here, too. That's what's coming. Will it be successful? Ooh, based on those judges' words in this case, I'm not convinced that that defense is going to be successful because Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger, even though he says he didn't. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, tell people where they can watch you today because they couldn't watch me.
Yeah, HoosierReason.com. We have the live video stream and a chat there. Roku TV, Hat Tips to Ops Lens, and all the social media at Hoosier Reason, where we stream there each and every day. Mark, it's always fun, and we'll do it again soon, brother.
You better believe it. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Thanks, brother, for being here. We appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow precisely because they don't want us to. So enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio. Pay your taxes. And you know what? Chill out tonight. It'll all happen again in another year, but you got a year. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just- just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.